The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Well, I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
baby? See, they do float.
Oh, look at that!
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
And welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We're back. Total Divas Season 5, Episode 9, where there's going to be drama aplenty. Trips to Vegas, trips to the beach, and, well, some regretful Instagram posts.
Wait, we're headed to Vegas on Episode 9?
We're headed to Vegas on Episode 9. Pack your bags, Rock.
Are we breaking out togas?
No, we are not breaking out togas.
We're not bringing out togas, which means we're not bringing out a giant Gonzalez either?
No. Different trip to Vegas. Pack your birthday suit.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
So we're going to get all on it right after the break. You're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
You think you know me.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back with Total Divas Season 5. And, well, after the awkwardness of last week, it looks like we're going to kind of steer clear of that. And it seems that Nikki Bella's neck may be on display tonight. Or I should say her neck injury, I don't know.
There are usually body parts of Nikki Bella on display. Usually not her neck.
Usually not her neck. And now we're at Mommy and Daddy Neidhart's house.
With,
they're doing Mommy Neidhart's makeup. Oh, my.
Why, sir? Emma's like, she looks like she's been knocked out. Does look like she's been in a fight. What are they doing?
Why are they putting makeup on their parents?
Family makeover?
She was just, like, grabbing her mother's head.
Trying to take a selfie picture?
I stand corrected. We are not avoiding the awkwardness. I just had the highlight of my career happen, and now everything is being taken away from me. Nikki Bella.
That was awkwardness.
That was supreme awkwardness. And here I thought we were done with it. My bad. Now we're in L.A. for...
Hell.
Hell in a cell.
In a cell. Take her?
Boo-boo?
Instead we get Carts and stuff, and Naomi and Paige and Eva and Mandy. Rosa.
And now we're seeing Alicia, and we're seeing the Divas Championship.
This is Charlotte's defense against Nikki.
This is a good match. I remember this match. And we're seeing highlights from it.
They get physical.
Charlotte goes into the...
We get some blood.
Rosa's in shock. Somebody's like, holy shit.
Spear. Neckbreaker. Figure eight. Charlotte retains her title.
Nikki says, well, I lost, but tonight I was passing a torch.
She had the amazing run, and... Yeah.
Why is she sounding like she's done?
She had her run. She's out of the story. Someone realizes their body's in rough shape.
Yep.
That's very evident by that speech.
Yep. She's acting like she's saying, this is my last match for a while. It's time to sort of chill out. Now we're going to lunch with Mandy and Natty and Rosa.
That's an awkward combination.
We're ripping the hanger things off the shirt.
Okay. Rosa's boyfriend is going to Vegas with the boys. And she doesn't seem happy about it.
Well, I think she wants to do something to, you know, have fun since the cat's away.
Natty worries about Rosa.
We all worry about Rosa. Oh my god. Rosa, no. Rosa, don't you do it. I know where this is headed. Don't you do it. She's worried Bobby's gonna cheat on her. No. Don't you follow him to Vegas. You're pregnant. She's gonna follow him to Vegas, isn't she?
I think we're headed to Vegas.
Oh, god. Now we're back in Tampa. Okay, that's an awkward way to hold a cat.
Wow, we're seeing pictures from 1973 with the anvil.
Natty is suggesting a family portrait where they all say, you know, Team Anvil on their shirt, and Anvil goes, let's get a tattoo!
Family tattoo.
The family that gets tattooed together stays together.
Teaching how to take selfies so you know, she can know how to take a pic. Not a picture, a pic. Natty says TJ doesn't know how to take a picture, and you know, he's okay with that.
I don't even know what to do with this right now. Like, what the hell?
I don't, yeah.
Nothing. I got nothing on that. And now we're with Rosie and Bobby. Rosa and Bobby, I should say. Oh, and now Rosa's saying, well, how come I can't go? She doesn't want you to go. She's getting clingy.
He's going there for business stuff.
Business.
He owns a t-shirt company.
Well, if he's gotta go, honey, he's gotta go.
She's not happy and making her feelings known very, very much.
At least she's making them known and she's not holding them in.
Which is a change.
And yay, it's Naomi! There's Truth.
Apparently Natty just touched R-Truth's nipple.
As long as she didn't twist his nipple, because that could be awkward.
We're talking makeup and concealer with Mandy and Nikki, and Nikki's talking about how she had an MRI for her neck.
Mark Carano walks up to him, he's talking to him.
So we're getting the doctor's opinion.
So now we're getting the diagnosis that yes, she has a bulging disc. They're going to start her out on physical therapy, as opposed to surgery, and see how that goes. And if it doesn't recover, she will have to have surgery. But as of now, she's out of the ring. And they tell Nikki to be patient, that this is going to be a lengthy process, and she's just kind of got to endure it right now. And they say weeks, months.
Damn it, Brent.
Damn it, Brent. This is all your fault. Blame Brent. Hashtag blame Brent.
Hashtag blame Brent. As we go to break.
So as we go to break.
What?
Oh no. Okay, put your shirt back on. Put it back on. I don't need to be seeing that. So, we're gonna get to Nikki's neck, because that's kind of the focus of this episode.
Are we sure that's the focus? Are we really sure that's the focus of this episode?
It's one of the focuses of this episode, okay? I don't want to focus on the other focuses of the episode, which is Rosa...
No, that's not the other focus.
Anvil's boobs?
Anvil's nips.
I could have gone my whole life without seeing Anvil's nips. I'm just saying. Not that I haven't seen them before, but seeing them now, there's something about that I could have gone my whole life without seeing that. I cannot unsee that. Somebody get me some Bray Wyatt on the show stat. I cannot unsee that.
He's here.
Hey, we got him on the show once. I can hope that it can happen, you know?
I understand this.
As we're back from break, we're back in Tampa. We see people enjoying the day. We're going with Mama Bella and Nikki Bella to a gym, physical therapy. She either has a wolf or a fox on her hat. I can't tell. It's kind of weird. It's cool, but it's weird. And they're going over what they're going to do to her neck, where they're basically going to run some tests on it. And now she's asking how long this is going to take.
One little nick and she can be irritated for a long time.
Now they're stretching out her neck, which looks weird.
They're giving her the device to travel with and put around her neck. To put something around this contraption around her neck for 3 times a day.
It's basically a pressure neck collar type thing that helps support the weight of her head and takes pressure off her neck. And now, oh god, now we're doing the family photo stuff.
She brought Mama, a sewing machine.
She brought her sewing machine. We have t-shirts and boas and...
Why are there hands? It looks like someone's hugging. No, it doesn't look like someone's hugging. It looks like someone's like grabbing your belly. Apparently the grandkids picked this stuff out.
Who has grandkids? Which sister... Does Natty's sister have kids?
I don't think she has kids.
We know Natty and DJ don't. Who has kids?
Maybe Brett's kids?
Maybe. We have the cat in a pink shirt.
Why? Apparently her father looks like he's been cremated. God.
They don't even... Oh god, this is gonna be a disaster. This has disaster written all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're in the car with Nikki and Mama Bella. They're riding around in the Bentley, and he's saying, the physical therapist's going 4 to 6 weeks. Nikki's hopeful.
The mother is trying to tell her, don't think about, what could happen. Just think of positive, because you don't want to get depressed over the situation. Which is a good attitude to have.
It's a great attitude to have. And she says John will stay on top of her, and Mom's like, well...
Well, you know...
Not like that. He will stay on top of her, but in other ways.
So we know she's a bottom? I'm just saying.
And now they're headed to see John at the gym so he can coach her.
Oh, we know what he would do to coach her to do.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure she's already well coached in that area. Called a hunch.
Called a hunch.
Why are we debating the merits of zigzagging? I have no idea what just happened. We were debating the merits of zigzagging somebody tackling her. Now we're in the car with Rosa and Mandy and two...
Dudes. Oh, her brothers. Mandy's brothers. They're throwing the football around, and she's now looking at her phone. They're at a pool party, is Bobby.
Oh my god, Rosa.
And it went to voicemail. The dude behind her goes, that's not good.
He's at a pool party! Oh my, I have a feeling that John Cena coaching Nikki's gonna be a bad idea. So!
I'm gonna zig, you'll zag. Okay?
And go!
I just zigged.
I just zagged.
I just zigged again.
I just zagged again.
I just zigged.
I just zigged.
But I'm supposed to zig. You're supposed to zag.
I'm taking a left turn.
Well, you said we're not allowed to take left turns.
We can take left turns now.
But how am I supposed to remember these things? Keep changing the rules.
Of course. I'm coaching you.
You're an awful coach.
Yeah, well, do what I can. No, because...
As we come back from break, freaking out of voicemail. Voicemail.
Maybe he's asleep? No, it's not!
The brothers are instigating. They are really... really not helping the situation at all.
This is why you don't bring boys to these types of things. Now Mandy's trying to relax to distract Rosa and just have fun and make her happy. And now she's back on her phone. Somebody throw it in the ocean.
No, they were just looking at the picture. She's okay. She was just looking at her baby belly. Workout time with Cena.
Did he just rub Nikki's butt?
It wouldn't be John Cena if he didn't. Rob, Cena's friend, has also helped training.
Ooh,
brings up the drinking. She drinks too much. Nikki sips what's in front of her.
Right.
No red wine. So.
And now we see the mom and Nikki working out.
Cena comes over to her, seeing if everything's going good, and he takes her phone.
And now she slaps his ass.
Tit for tat.
Payback.
She's trying to ease into this, and Cena's, well, being a hard ass, because he should.
Yeah, he should. She wants to get better quick. This is how you get better quick.
They argue. He says, nice butt. And she smiles.
Well, it's not really the way to end an argument, but okay. Now we're at Rose's house. It's basically don't let the dogs get out.
Yeah, that's a tricky thing. Because you don't want to be the one who let the dogs out. Apparently, Bobby is not texting back. They always communicate.
He texts her every half hour? Oh my god. That's excessive.
It is.
I'd be like, dude.
Oh, here comes a call.
And now Bobby's calling.
Oh, he's getting jealous.
She didn't lie, she just withheld information, because that's always a good thing to say. When your boyfriend is calling you jealous.
He's the one upset.
It's getting really supremely awkward. It's like an episode of Blind Date. It's amazing. Basically, she's like, well, why didn't you call me?
This relationship is going splendid. Aha! Oh my god.
Holy crap! That was more of Jim Anvil than I ever needed to see. Ever! Okay, so this recovery is going great for Nikki. We're gonna get into that. Alright, now we can kind of jump into this Rosa stuff. Because I've been waiting for this to develop.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go.
This is... I am not one to judge people's relationships, because I'm awful with relationships. But this relationship doesn't seem healthy. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Because it's... They text each other every half hour. Does that? Seriously! My parents have been married for 35 years. Or actually, no, more than that. They've been married for almost 40 years. They don't talk to each other every 30 minutes. That's gotta get old. I mean, what? You run out of stuff to say. Every day? For 30 minutes? Or every 30 minutes, it's, oh, hey, I'm up to this. Oh, hey, I just took a crap. I mean, like, what do you have to say every... I just... And then she's like, well, he's not answering, and you know when guys aren't answering, they're up to something. What if he's asleep? What time is it when you're calling him versus what time is it in Vegas? Because I'm pretty sure Vegas is ahead of you, or behind you, depending on where they're at. I don't know where she lives.
California.
She lives in California? Okay, so Vegas is behind you. So he might be asleep. He might be taking a nap.
Vegas would technically be ahead of them.
Oh, yeah, ahead. I'm sorry. Ahead.
Point being, it's only an hour. And they were just at the pool. I don't know.
But say he goes up, he goes up to the hotel room to take a nap. He lays down. He's not answering his phone when she calls. Say his phone is dead. Say his phone is in another room. I mean, it's just to accuse him, to automatically accuse him of being up to something just because of where he's at is paranoid and just not right. Because she's sitting there and it's like, oh, he's at a pool party. Oh my god, he's cheating on me. No! What rational human being thinks that? You have to be incredibly insecure in your relationship to be thinking that. As we come back from break, I'll get more into this as we come back.
Sushi time.
Because we're going to dinner. This will give me more fuel, as it were.
No eel. Everything but eel. And she likes citrus, the pregnant belly. Should I text Bobby? They're like, no.
And now Mandy is basically saying what I was saying, is she's telling Rosa you need to be more secure, you shouldn't be jealous. And now she's talking about past relationships.
She's been hurt in the past. Last time she was in love, she ended up with a bottle.
But the point is you don't end up with a bottle this time. You have the strength to overcome that.
They're like, trust the feeling you have now. Don't think about the past.
Don't hold him to every other guy you've ever been with. Because if you do that, then those issues are going to come through, and they're going to repeat themselves.
Oh god, here we go. Why the hands?
Why the bow tie?
Oh goody. Everyone took a shower today.
They all look nice and clean.
The professional photographer has arrived.
Oh god, we're already drinking.
Oh my god. TJ in the...
Oh god. I could... Oh. No. Moobs.
I think that's the wrong shirt. Now the photographer is drinking with her sister. Okay, Natty. One drink is not a frat boy party.
Maddie's a little intense about the photo shoot. Now we're getting the cats. Everybody's in their pink shirt. We have awkward gloves.
Creepy laugh by TJ. Natty stopped directing. I guess the wine glass broke. Everyone outside. Snap. The thing.
Natty, it's a family photo shoot. Chill out.
And Natty's the one taking off the outfit.
Okay. So, first of all, it's a photo shoot. Everybody relax.
Deep breaths.
Deep breaths. I feel like Natty, in a lot of ways, is trying to make up for the past and kind of erase the past now that Anvil's in a good place. It's okay, well, let's do all the things that we never did when I was little. Let's do all the normal family things, like have a, get a family picture done, and we all wear the same outfit, and we're all happy and laughing, because it's this image, I think, that she's trying to project and sort of trying to fix that, well, we're not a broken family, and we're not dysfunctional, and we're completely fine, and everything's normal, and we're all happy, and see, aren't we happy? Look at the pictures. I feel like that's what this is.
It has that feel to it, yeah. I would agree with that.
And she's just being so intense about it, where it's, everybody laugh, everybody out by the pool, nobody drinking. She's directing it.
It doesn't come off as a warm and fuzzy, happy family. It comes off as, oh, hey, we're all together, yay, let's take a photo.
Well, to be fair, it was her idea, and she's excited for it, and I understand that. But at the same time, they're going, well, we just want to have fun. It's a family photo shoot, so the sister breaks out wine. Okay. Nobody's going to know she was drinking in the photo unless she's got wine in the photo.
Yeah. Maybe it loosens her up to take the photo.
Give some to the photographer. I mean, I understand that the photographer only has 2 hours, but she can take a lot of pictures in 2 hours.
Yeah.
But going back to Rosa for a second, because we're going to really get into that here in a few minutes, I'm just going to echo what Mandy said, because that's what I was saying before we came back, which is she's very insecure in a relationship, and that's shining through where she needs that constant reassurance that everything is okay, everything is fine, because she's holding Bobby up against every other guy she's had in her life, which we all do. We hold, for every other relationship we have, we hold the one that we currently have against all that. But at some point, you have to let that go, and you have to let that relationship be what it is, and you have to instill trust in that person. And this is the guy you're having a kid with.
Yeah.
And you don't trust him. What does that say about you?
It smells the disaster to me.
What does that say about the relationship? It's just, it's not good. It's not healthy. And if you want it to be good and you want it to be healthy, you just need to take a leap of faith sometimes. As we're back from break with Natty
and TJ, and TJ's telling her that the pictures came out good. And TJ, did she have a good time? Yeah. Okay. TJ's the voice of reason tonight.
Thank God for TJ.
The apology tour for Natalia. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And now we take a selfie. We pay all this money for a professional photo, and now we take a group selfie. Oh God, we're doing a selfie stick. Breaking toes in the Neidhart-Wilson household. Where is it, Wilson Neidhart? I don't know.
I think it's Neidhart-Wilson, and now we see them rolling up in a Rolls. John is escorting both ladies.
We see them rolling.
Who drives a Rolls without a chauffeur, honestly?
Cena's being a jerk. She gets the one glass of wine for Friday night. This is a celebration night. Her mother's in town.
I mean, you open a bottle and you're not even going to kill it? That's a shit. That's a waste.
And he's like, this wasn't my fault. She just filled my glass. The case of the Startup Mondays. Now he's getting on about the neck thing.
Wait, what's right before bed and then when I get to bed?
She gets dressed for bed and gets it done and then sits in bed with it. Or were you thinking what I thought the first time?
I'm probably thinking what you're thinking. He's going to get on top of her about it. Then she's going to do the next thing.
He's going to ride her hard about it.
Oh, yes.
God. Anyway, we're with Rosa.
And Daddy's home.
Time for a one-on-one talk.
He brought her flowers. Isn't that sweet?
That shows guilt.
And now we're having a very intense moment between Bobby and Rosa where basically he's going, I don't understand why you did what you did. Rosa's thinking he's keeping something from her. Okay, well, we're going to get the real reason Bobby went to Vegas after the break. So Cena's getting on Nikki about not doing her recovery. She's not taking it as seriously as he feels she should, especially if she wants to recover quickly. So Nikki seems to have the motivation, but not necessarily the follow-through on that.
Yeah.
Not terribly surprised.
No, not terribly surprised.
And that's not a slight against her. It's she enjoys her lifestyle. She doesn't necessarily want to change her lifestyle to recover as quickly as John Cena.
And it's also hitting her very hard. This is a whole thing that she's trying to deal with.
Because when you start dealing with your neck, that's, and we've talked about this with Dan O'Brien on the regular show, when you start dealing with your neck and you start potentially having to have neck surgery, that can be a very scary proposition because in some cases neck surgery can be career ending for these guys and girls, depending on what they have to go in and do.
Yes.
And depending on how bad the injury is. So in this case, we know what Nikki Bella's outcome is for this. We know that she does go on, spoiler alert, to have surgery.
Spoiler alert!
Well, since this is in the past, and the present's already happened, or she's already had the surgery, you know, and that's what we're building to in this season.
Spoiler alert!
Anyway, where was I? I lost my... Anyway, it could be career-ending for these guys and girls, is what I'm saying. So for Nikki, it's... She may not want to get back as fast because she may not recover as fast, and she doesn't want to compromise her lifestyle if that's the case. Plus, she likes to enjoy herself, clearly. But now we kind of know the secret to how John Cena comes back so fast.
Well, we kind of knew that.
We kind of knew it before, but now we're seeing how he does it.
Spoiler alert!
How's that a spoiler alert?
You're ruining John Cena's trade secrets. Spoiler alert.
Not ruining a trade secret if it's on TV. I
didn't say you. I meant them.
Back from break.
And now we have Bobby coming clean to Rosa.
Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why?
He was looking at rings. He was looking at engagement rings.
Uh-huh.
And now she's all happy and excited and she's apologizing and now they're pseudo-engaged. They're engaged to be engaged. She feels like she made the biggest mistake. I'm just sitting here face-palming right now. Wait, he doesn't know about that? You're getting married and he doesn't know about that. You should probably tell him that.
He's like, all the situations happened for a reason. She's scared. Yeah. She was scared to tell him things because everything's going so smoothly.
This feels like bad fan fiction. This feels like really bad fan fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, but it does. It just really does. It just feels like one of those Mary Sue, oh, I've had this abusive past, but it's all going to work out for the happy ending. And I'm not trying to mock her, but that's what this feels like. And you think, and I understand it's hard for her to talk about, but you're having a child together. You're going to be spending a lot of time together, and now you're almost engaged to be married. You should probably tell him these things at some point. Just a thought.
We're at the Cena Mansion, Castle de Cena. Hey, look, he started a fire. This is the before bed version.
Before bed.
She's like, you're being too much. She doesn't need a father right now to tell her what to do.
Oh, and Cena does not like that.
She calls him overbearing. The champ isn't happy.
Okay, so you ask him for his help. You know he's going to take it uber seriously. He's probably concerned for her health. Because, again, neck injuries are serious. Cena's had neck injuries. He understands how difficult they are to recover from. He's trying to help her out. He's trying to make sure that she does what she needs to do to recover. So he doesn't have to stand there and look at her and tell her, well, if you had just done this, you would have gotten better faster.
Exactly.
Because the doctor told her, you need to do the neck thing 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you do it once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once before bed. Easy, if you can.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. I don't know how long she's supposed to do it for, but you just do it first thing in the morning when you get up, do it in the afternoon, and then do it in the evening, and then you don't have to worry about it. And he is trying to make sure that she does what she needs to do. Now, is he being a little overbearing? Probably.
But he has her best interest at heart.
She asked him for his help. And I think she did it did it thinking that it was going to be this cute little scenario, and oh, he was going to help her, and oh, he wasn't going to be as strict, and blah, 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 blah. Cena takes recovery, takes all this extremely seriously. I don't know why she thought this would be fun.
It's John Cena. It's what he does.
He's a little intense about everything.
Just a little bit. Just a tad bit.
A thought. Yeah. So
it'll be interesting to see how that transpires going forward. Because Cena was not happy.
No, and going back to Rosa and Bobby, y'all should probably talk about some stuff. Just that's my personal opinion. Like, the fact that they are pseudo-engaged and she has not told him about her past and she's holding that in, that means that they don't really, when they communicate, they're not communicating. They're talking to each other. So they're not sharing life experiences necessarily with each other, and they're not really getting to know each other on that level. Because again, that trust is not there. She does not trust him. And they're about to, and now they're engaged. Pseudo-engaged, I should say.
They're engaged, yes.
This is not good. This is seriously not good. Y'all need to kind of maybe sit down and talk a lot about things. Because he was looking at rings, so he's prepared to put a ring on it. Now would be the time. If you're looking for a time to tell him things, now would be the time.
Communication is key.
But no, and it's just, if you don't trust, how can you have a baby with someone? How can you marry someone and you don't trust them?
You can't.
How does that happen? How does that work?
It doesn't work.
You can't have a relationship without trust.
Exactly.
And she doesn't trust him. She's sitting there the whole episode going, oh my god, he's cheating on me the whole time. And he wasn't. She just had this automatic assumption that he was going to do it because he's going to Vegas without her. She feels like if she's not there, he's going to cheat on her. And I understand this is past experiences. And she hasn't had a positive experience. But like I said, you're living together. You're having a baby together. When do you take the leap of faith with someone? Like, you know, if you're not living together, you're not having the baby, you've just been dating for 2 months, he goes to Vegas. Yeah, sure, okay. You have those feelings. That's fine. You're living together.
As we're back at Casa de Cena, the champ walks off. Nikki sad. Mother is now talking about, you asked for this.
What is that in that thing behind them?
I do not know.
It's not what I think it is it?
What do you think it is?
No, it's not. It's candles. Okay.
What did you think it was?
What do you think I think it was?
Oh, now I see what you think it was. I didn't see it. Like, I was like, what the hell is she talking about? Oh.
Oh, yeah. See? See?
Why would he have it in a glass enclosure? Never mind.
It's decorative. Because remember, Nikki at this point is helping to decorate the house.
Nikki feels bad now. We're now in the den, I guess.
She looks like a dominatrix in that dress.
Well, it would go with the other aesthetic items in the room that you believe are there.
And the thing in her hand. And now we're having the talk.
He doesn't want to ruin good nights, but he's trying to get her to do what she has to do. He wants to rather be the lover than the coach. They are better as lovers than,
Okay, now we're doing the before bed stuff.
Boom, chicka, wow, wow. She just asked him to pump her balls. As he stares at her ass as she walks away. Bailey! Oh.
Oh, yes, Ambrose is next week. Yes!
So that's where Ambrose gets involved.
Renee and Ambrose are on next week. I can't wait. And we see the return of Eva. Bailey! So, okay. All right. Where do we begin with that?
Wherever you would like.
Okay, I'm just going to finish my point. You cannot have a relationship without trust. You guys are, and I'm just going to reiterate everything I've said because I have to get this out. Now that the show is over, I can get this out.
Okay, cool.
You cannot have a relationship without trust.
Spoiler alert!
I hate you so much. You're living together. You're having a baby together. You're gonna get married now. I understand she's had bad things happen to her. I understand she's had a horrible past. Trust me, I've heard about it. She is terrified that she's going to go back to the person that she was. Because she doesn't want to go back to that person. She's worked so hard in her life to get where she is. To be sober, to be clean, to be happy, to be stable, to find someone that loves her. And now she's having a baby. And that is a terrifying prospect to have a child and go back to who you were before that child, and then subject your children to who you were in terms of alcoholism and abuse and all of that. So I get that. I understand she is completely terrified of that, but you have to be strong enough to be able to also go, well, what's really going on? Is he cheating on me, or is he just busy? Because the automatic accusation is just as bad, I think, as going back to who you were, because it doesn't show that you trust him. It shows that you can't let go of that past, and you have to let go of it.
It shows she hasn't grown as a person, she hasn't grown as much of a person as she thought she has.
No, she's in a good place emotionally, but as Nikki, or who put it, Mandy put it?
Mm-hmm.
She's fragile.
Yeah, very.
And there are people like that, they're fragile. They don't have the strength to be able to move beyond it, but it's, you look at what she's already gone through. You look at what she's already gotten past, and it's like, Rosie, you are so much stronger than you give yourself credit for. You've moved through some horrific stuff, and we all commend you for it. We're all so incredibly proud of her for what she's done and who she's become as a person. But if you can't let go of that stuff, and you can't put it behind you, and you just can't let it go, then you're not where you're at, and you're not in a good place. Because this is not the last time this is going to rear its ugly head. And that's part of the problem. As he goes away, you know, they text each other every half hour, like I was saying, because she needs that constant reassurance.
Yes.
That's what that is. She needs that constant reassurance. And eventually, that's going to get really old. They're only, I think, what, 3 months into the relationship at this point, so right now it's still okay. But every half hour, that's excessive. That's going to get old.
They're about 5 months in now?
Okay, still.
I think the baby's that much. Were they dating? Yeah, they're 7 months in because they dated for 2 months and then she got pregnant.
Okay, and she's what?
Five.
She's the second trimester, so probably 4 to 5 months after. So yeah, they're almost a year in.
Half a year in
at this stage. That's not going to last. You have to be able to be, you have to be comfortable with letting him go off on his own. Just like when he left, he put full faith and confidence that she wasn't going to do anything while he was gone. He trusted her. He's like, all right, I'm going to Vegas. He wasn't concerned that anything was going to happen with her. I'm sure he was mildly concerned about the baby, but it's, you'll be fine. I trust you. I love you. I'm going to go do my thing, and I'll see you when I get back. That's what that was, is he's putting his full faith and confidence in her because he trusts her. And then she posts a picture of the beach with two dudes that he's never seen before. And it's, well, wait a minute, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And you heard him get into it where it's, well, why are you doing that? Why are you with them? It's just, it's, I want to hope for the best for her because I want the best for her, but this is like bad fan fiction to me. It really, really, really is. It's just, it's and it feels like she keeps tripping herself up.
It shows signs of a relationship that's not
stable.
Stable. It's got, right now, it might be okay, but issues will arise down the road, especially after the baby she has the baby, and she'll be very insecure about who she is.
Well, if she's already prone to depression, then postpartum depression is going to be a concern for her, because it could hit her really, really hard, and it could take her to a really bad place. Hopefully it does not. Hopefully she doesn't suffer from it, because it's a pain in the butt, and it's an awful thing, and I would hate to see her go through that. But marriage and raising kids is a long business. It's a lifetime commitment.
Especially for people who've been together 7 months. It feels like they're going to go into this relationship because they have the kid.
I think that's part of it, is he's doing what is considered the stand-up thing, which is he got a girl pregnant, he's staying with her, he's supporting, helping to support her, because she can certainly support herself, but he's going to help support her, he's going to help support the baby, he's being the man, in classical sense, whatever you want to call it. But back in the day, you got a girl pregnant, you married her. That's what you did. You took responsibility for the baby and you married her.
You put a ring on it.
You put a ring on it because you got her pregnant. You owned up to your side of that responsibility, which is you have to raise that child just as much as she does. And you don't get to walk out just because you're not carrying the baby. You both take equal responsibility, and you both stay together, and you both marry that, and you both raise that child together. That's the general mindset in those situations, and he's doing that. And I think he genuinely loves her, which always helps. Because in those situations where you're forced to get married, it may not work out as well as you like for a lot of people, because it could be a one-night stand. Could be she gets pregnant and you guys break up and you hate each other, but then you end up together. It's any number of where it creates a lot of unhealthy situations, but it creates a lot of healthy situations as well. And I think he's good for her.
Oh, yeah. I would agree.
But at the same time, she's just got to get past it. And I don't know, I can't offer any advice on it because I haven't been where she's been. But this is all my opinion, but it's like you got to get past it somehow, some way. You have to, it's like you've gotten through all of this other crap, gotten past it. You've recognized that what you were doing before was bad and it was not healthy for you. You need to see that this is not healthy for you and that you have a really good stable relationship going on right now, and you just, God, you just got to trust him. He hasn't given you a reason not to.
Which is what he said.
Yeah. I mean, and he said that. Like, you know, it's, well, I can understand you being like this if I had done it before, but I've never given you a reason not to trust me. And then when he tells her, oh, well, I was shopping for a ring for you, she's like, oh, and it's like, oh. She's like, I feel like such a jerk. Oh my god.
Is it me? But is Las Vegas the ring capital of the world?
Why would you go to Vegas for a ring?
Thank you.
Seriously, why would you go to Vegas for a ring? You live in LA.
That's what I've been thinking for the last 40 minutes.
I mean, if you're not going to go to LA, go to New York. Just a thought. I don't know, maybe he's got a cousin.
They're not buying this ring out of the back of a car, are they?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that subject. But that's, and this is all opinion.
Always is, always will be. Unless we say, fact!
Did you just say fact or the other word?
I said, fact!
Thank you.
Why, what do you think I said?
What do you think I think you said?
I don't know what you think I said.
Fuck.
Oh no, I didn't say that. I said, fact!
But when you do it like that, it sounds like the other one.
Let's wrap this show up.
So that does it for Total Divas this week. We will be back next week where we are going to see Dean and Renee take a field trip with Brian and Bree. This should be fun, y'all.
I have a question. Will Ty Dillinger be on next week's episode?
Maybe.
Because next week is episode 10.
Is it episode 10? Is it a perfect 10?
It could be a perfect 10 because Dean Ambrose and Renee Young are on it.
Well, if it's a perfect 10, then Ty Dillinger should be there.
We will have to see. They are worried down at NXT with Eva, so he may be. Maybe the perfect 10 episode.
It could be. We'll have to see, but do we have stuff to plug?
Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Rack Radio Show on Twitter, at Lynn Zord, LinsWard on the Twitter.
So that does it for the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 5, Episode 9. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and we will see you next week. Bye!